Yeah, no, been fine. Couple of weeks since saw you last.
Yeah. 2 weeks, another 2 weeks, and the
endlessness of time.
Yeah,
it's been getting. It's definitely been the low January.
Yeah, cold. Wet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's it makes it easier to go up, doesn't it, when you're down?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm just not. Not feeling too well. I mean, I don't think it's anything, you know. Just tired.
Yeah.
But it's probably the weather. Well,
this watch here.
Yeah.
I bought about 20 years ago, and it runs on solar power.
Same as mine.
And it never stops. Last Thursday, when it was just dead. And I think that just shows how little sunlight we've had, the last few weeks, because this thing just keeps going. You know, I don't have to think about it.
So
it must be the, you know, the lack of sunlight.
What make is it? A Citizen?
No, a Casio.
Oh, okay. Because mine's a solar one.
Yours is a Citizen.
So, yeah, it's called EcoDrive. No.
Yes. That's nice. Like it.
Yeah, it's very good. And it's got, once it's charged, you can have it in the dark for 6 months. So as long as, every day it keeps going. Yeah, so at first, you know, you have to give it a bit of, but in direct sunlight, I think it's about a day of direct, and then it's 6 months worth. So, but yeah, I kind of, because you know, you're just walking around, and it's any light, it's not just sun. It's any light charges.
Yeah.
It's very clever technology. Yeah. It's about 10 years old now. It's not that new technology, but because I mean, the amount of power is nothing.
No.
So,
it's genius. One
tech stopping with batteries. So I looked into it, and it was you know, one of those lockdown sales. There was 60% off, so I thought, I got a real bargain.
You got it this year?
I got it because my watch kept stopping, like for years. It keeps stopping. Right. It was wrong, and I said to Rosa, you know, and she said maybe you need a new, because it's quite important, you know. It tells the times. I kept looking at it; it would say, you know, 4:20, and it would be 6:30 or something. It kept going really wrong. And I thought, I just came across, because I went eco, I wanted something sort of eco, and I saw this, but it was quite expensive. Yeah. And then eventually, they just had this offer of, so I just quickly bought it off the watch shop online. Yeah.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah. Do you keep good time?
Yeah, perfect so far, touch wood. I bought it probably October, so I've had it a few months now.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Cool.
And
watches. Bought anything else recently?
No. Apart from my thing, which I'm getting there with the old TR8S. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I still haven't written anything with it yet. And I'm
nine.
Not that much. I still haven't. Less than I wanted. I wanted a day in the studio today and didn't manage to get in because something came up, and then, you know, just fiddling about, the endless fiddling around on work stuff. I'm getting there. I'm sort of, it's still though when I start something, and then I thought, what's that again? That's the manual. I still haven't quite mastered, so I know exactly. And there's still some things. I don't know, and it must be to do with the instrument, this assignment of effects to the control button, the sends. And there's this list right. of all the effects, you know, there's loads. And yet some instruments you go, there's pan, reverb, send, delay, send, off. And you're going, where's the rest of it? Not that I want the rest of it, but, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Because it says there are lots, where are they? So yeah, yeah, Google, you said I can't let it go. Then I'm on Google.
No. I know, you can't move on.
Yeah, then I know that I'm not doing something wrong. Yeah. Then I put another drum in. And then they're all there, you know, you've got everything, bit crushers and, you know. So you're thinking, why, what's the difference between that snare thing that's exactly like that one? And on that one, I get pan and sort of, you know, that's it. Selection. The others, yeah. You've got loads. And yeah, why don't they just explain it? You know, some instruments, because of this, have this and others.
You know that in a couple of weeks you'll find the explanation staring you in the face, won't you?
I've written to Roland again, and if Roland, you are listening, because they don't get back, it's a bit poor. I know they're probably bored of my endless questioning, but I can't be the only one, or maybe I am, maybe other people just don't care.
Yeah.
But it stops.
I don't know. Yeah.
It stops my creativity. I just think I need to understand, because it doesn't make sense. So some things you just think, well, that doesn't make sense. No. And the one thing that I really don't like about it, and it's a genuine thing, and it's actually on a forum, and it's, you just think, why? So, by default, when you load a kit, so there's 128 drum kits you can choose from, which is sort of like, God, you know, instead of just having one kit, you've got 128.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of a head. That's the trouble. That's the only thing. It's because you know what you want to do, and it's just the ages of fiddling around trying to. Anyway, but when you load a drum kit, they all have, by default, all the instruments, bass, there's 11 of them, bass drum, snare, hi-hat, cymbals, the lot, are sent to the delay and the reverb, the master. They've all got sends.
Yeah.
So when you turn the master, you'd never want a reverb on a bass drum. So you have to go through, you go to mixer mode, and basically I turn them all off.
Seems crazy.
So why didn't they have default them all off? So you just turn them on. It just seems really bizarre.
Crazy. Very crazy.
Yeah. So the whole drum, when you do the master effect thing and the whole kit's playing, the whole kit gets delay on it. So it's just a total mess.
Seems crazy.
And you just think, when would you ever want to do that? Yeah.
You'd never want to do that.
Yeah. So why do they do it as default? That's what I mean. Someone, they're either playing a joke when they design it. Oh, I know. Let's put them all on.
Or there's a setting. There's a setting somewhere that you could just default.
No. You can turn them all off and save it. That's fine. But there's no default set them all to off, so they're all off to start with. Definitely not. So when you do a factory reset, the whole lot go back to on again. Just a bit. Oh, it's a minor thing, but, you know.
Got to moan about something.
Yeah, got to find something wrong with it.
Yeah. So you've just been working?
Yeah, just
the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, just doing TWOM. Doing my Zoom things, you know, my free. Which has been nice. I've had people coming and met some nice people, and it's been nice. I mean, great. You know, not massively attended, but each one has someone. There's only been one no-show. Even though there were people booked on it, no one came. That was all right. But most of the time, so, you know, just keeping it out there.
Yeah. You said last time that you were going to spend all day on the TR-8S on the Saturday.
No, I didn't. No. I've written a few songs, though. They're all quite folky. Because I think what I need is to have some songs to work with. I think that I've been trying to sort of fiddle with rhythms, but it's...
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. Totally agree, Phil. It's just a... you just chase your tail, don't you?
Yeah. And particularly with something you don't know very well. Because you just endlessly then get into another problem.
You've got to have a purpose.
Yeah. Another fiddling. You just end up fiddling, which is fine. And I've enjoyed it and I still am enjoying it. But I don't know. It's a very performance-based instrument. That's my only... I mean, it's fine. It's just how I'm going to use it because it's very performance. And I think I might set it up but through USB and then it has separate outs and then record and then sort of get it more varied by mixing once it's recorded or something. So I'm not having to perform it, you know, so just get quite a complex rhythm and just record, you know, 4 minutes of it, but then mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take all the outputs and you can do that. You can
through USB. Yeah.
And you've broken down.
Through USB, it's quite
that's
clever,
good, isn't it?
And I've looked at how to do that on. That seems quite easy to link it up to Logic as well. It should be so. It's you just press when you press start on the TRAS, it starts Logic. You know, so it's all linked to the clock and everything.
Yeah,
yeah. But haven't you done that yet?
That would be good because I think I thought. I think maybe it was reading about the TRAS or the one of them. I thought, well, that's really good, that integration. That's what, if I was going to get any actual hardware, I would want to be able to load up one of my tracks in Reaper and press play. And if it was featured the synth, then the synth would load up the right preset, start playing its thing, and that would feed, you know, somehow be rooted into a track in Reaper and play along with the rest of it, you know.
Yeah.
So that you know, you'd want it. I know you get a good sound or whatever, and then you'd record that, you put it in your track, and off you go, you know, and with the next one. But I'm more of a, you know, I don't know. I haven't got any hardware, so it's irrelevant.
But, yeah.
That was always, you know, I hate not being able to recreate, go back and, you know, adjust something.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the other thing
I
is
was
when you
tempted.
Record
through
USB, it records a MIDI as well.
Yeah.
So you press TRAS and it records all the 11... things as audio and a MIDI of the whole lot. That's quite cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. So if you muted the audio ins and then just routed the MIDI back to the TRAS, would it play?
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's when you have to link it to the clock. There's one where you're just recording, which is how I'd use it. But you can also sync it up to the clock. MIDI clock, and so it can play. So when you press Logic, it starts the TRAS.
Very cool.
That could be. But and I'm thinking again. I've been looking at upgrading my studio again, just because it just feels like it's time, and I can still get quite good money for what I've got. And if I leave it much longer, what I've got won't be worth much. I can still get about 1,000 for my UAD thing, probably, maybe 800. Even though it's FireWire, but soon it's going to be, you know, no one's going to have FireWire or anything. So, but then you look and then you think, okay, nice new iMac. But apparently Apple are bringing out another iMac soon.
Yeah. And are you going to go with the new M1
chip?
Well,
apparently. So it says 2021. There's a new iMac came out in 2020, which is great, but it's still got the, you know, the Intel chip and everything. They're saying the new iMac is coming out possibly in March. So So you just say, okay, wait and see what that is.
Possibly. Just hang on. Yeah. Yeah, I reckon it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, you've got to have... No, you haven't, actually. I think it will run Intel-compiled plugins and everything, but it will also run native ones. So right. People are, you know, going back and recompiling all their plugins.
Yeah, I think UAD
benefit.
I'm not sure they've done it quite yet. Maybe they have. They've made the Apollo M chip compatible. I don't know if it is yet. Right. But they will. They'll have to.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, you know, that's going to be the next thing, isn't it? You're going to get one and something that you've forgotten about that you really rely on won't work on it.
Yeah, won't work. Yeah, that's typical. It's typical because the other thing is you think, okay, if I bought that, because it's lovely, 27-inch iMac, and it's not. For what you get, it's pretty good. You know, you get a 5K screen and it's silent and 8-core. Mm. It's 2200, which isn't bad. But you just think, oh, I'll get that and something will be, you know, the moment you buy it, they'll bring out something.
Yeah.
Have to wait and see. Apparently the new iMac's going to have a flat back and much less of a chin, you know, because the iMac, the design is sort of the lip, hasn't changed since 2009, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Sort of curved back, slightly curved. Yeah.
I got my laptop exciting. Back.
Oh, right. Is it all good?
Which is great. Yeah, except the trackpad doesn't work.
Oh.
Which is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, it clicks, but it doesn't... It doesn't track.
Right.
So I've said, oh, that's no good. And they said, well, you can send it back to us. Well, I don't want to send it back to you again.
No, I've just sent it to you, yeah. It's like, why didn't they
use the trackpad? No. Well, they couldn't because I took the disc out of it before I sent it.
What was wrong with it again?
What was wrong with it? The USB-C port, it wouldn't recognize any device plugged in. You know, it's one of these ones that you can just plug one device, one cable in, and everything works off of that, all the display and everything. It's fantastic. But obviously, if it stops working,
it's crap.
Then that's you bugger. Anyway, I am back making music, so that's good. I'm going to do some in a bit once we're off this. Yeah, I'll get back on it. So that's good. What about you? Thanks for doing the talking to me about my book.
That was
fun. Enjoyed that. What I thought, I haven't got around to uploading it yet because the one before is on this machine and I didn't have this one back and I wanted to upload this before uploaded the other one, but will do. But then I thought what I could do is listen through it and chop out all the, you know, rabbling on that we do and try and find little snippets and cut them out. Would you be all right if I did that? Use those bits?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see if there's anything I can get out of that, post that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be nice. Did you manage to do any writing?
The thing you suggested, my organizer, but that hasn't, I sort of put it all in there, but I'm feeling like I need, I'd quite like to just do some music for a bit. I'm a bit, I don't know, because I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just constantly working with no return.
Yeah,
and I'm a bit jaded. Yeah. I think that's why I'm so tired. It's a weird sort of work because normally you do something, you then for something, and then that thing happens, and you move on to the next. Yeah. All I'm doing is
Yeah, over and over.
Well, yeah, or trying to think of the next thing, but it's no. Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like practicing a lot, but never actually doing the gig.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in other words, writing the book would be a good thing, because that is coming to, but it's just at the moment, because of Twom, that's sort of the never ending, because it's not finished yet, because it's all these themes. We're about halfway through and it's drip fed. Right. So yeah, I just need to get on with that. But yeah, and then just various little jobs come in, and you know, various online things that you're sort of planning for. But I don't know. So yeah, to do something like my books. But anyway, I got I think it's called Chalkboard or something. But this thing on my iPad, you put all the things you want to do and put them on the board. So it was good at first, but it's just been sucked into a bit of a.
Yeah, you don't want to look at it now because it's just full of stuff that you haven't done.
I mean, I did my tax return, you know, I finished all that, paid that, you know, that kind of admin stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm working on a new resource that I'm going to put up on the shop, and I've put some, and yeah, I'm doing these free things, which I think is worth it, as I say. So that's been good. But again, it takes quite a lot of time. And
better than doing your book, those free things.
No, probably not really. You know, but it's good. I'm glad I'm doing something. But mate, I did lots. I've done quite a lot. So next week I'm doing two. And then I think I'm just going to cut it for a bit, just do one a week or something. Because I did something like five in 1 week. And they do take up time, you know. And yeah, just get on with the book.
And energy.
And energy, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't. I've met some really nice people, though, you know. And there's an author from, did I tell you, an author from Belgium came to one of them?
Yeah, that was good.
And then someone from Radio 3, she came along to something, and she sort of got in touch afterwards and said she wants to collaborate with some sort of classical music, sort of educational poetry, you know. So, yeah, you meet really nice people, you know. It's not just teachers, because it's on Eventbrite. Anyone's coming along.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've got two next week, and I've got I don't know who they are. I've got two people signed up, you know, to both days. So you never know.
No. Good stuff.
Yeah, I think it would be good to just have the book. I think it's because there's so many different little things I could be doing. It's quite. If I had my book and that was it, I could just focus on doing that for the next 3 months. That would be quite good.
Well, maybe pick a afternoon, or, you know, once Monday afternoon or something like that, and say, I'm going to do my book every Monday afternoon, you know, just to get you started, to get into a, carve out some time.
I think when Twom's finished, when I've done that, because then it's done. You know.
Yeah. But when's that?
We're starting. It's all starting.
That could go for years.
Sorry.
That could go for years.
No, it shouldn't, because it's a pack. It's one resource, so it's just not finished yet. We haven't finished writing it. So once it's finished and up there, then it's there, it's done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my only thing, Phil, is that when you look back on your life, are you going to look back and go, God, yeah, I got those. I'm really glad I did those free resources for Eventbrite and I did that Twom thing. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
You know, I never did finish my book, but
Yeah, I think I've just got to get, I'm more of a, do it for 3 weeks, nothing else. I'm an all or nothing, you know. I'm not very good at dipping in.
Yeah.
Because I kind of lose my threat. Because, you know, it takes a few days to kind of just reading through it, get back, try a bit, delete it. And then you get into your flow and then you're off. That's how I find it. I can't.
Yeah, yeah, in, yeah.
I just
yeah,
find, yeah. Same with music. I can't just dip.
No.
I have to kind of have a good sort of 6 hours. You know, the first 2 hours I'm sort of piddling around. Like last night, so I was piddling about. And then after about 2 hours, I started to write. And then I was up till 1 a.m. And I'm really pleased with the song I've written. Really, it's a really nice, but it's very, it's old style, folky.
Yeah.
You know, but it's nice.
Lovely. So. Yeah. Sounds good. Itching. I mean, all of this faffy daffy stuff. And at the end of the day, you get the guitar.
Yeah, that's the song, isn't it? And now I could try and work. So I think it's just losing less. I think the thing with the TR-8, you've got 11, actually two little beeps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to start. And I'm going to try and just start and just lay something down because I can record over it playing live.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very sensitive. So I'm sure I could trigger another beat in time and it works. I'm sure I'll be able to do that, you know, but that's what I need to do. I need to start using it as I'd use it to see how it works for me rather than just having it like a DJ, because I'm never going to be like that. I'm never going to be, because it is, it's enough to do a complete performance with just that, you know, and a synth.
If that's your thing, but that's
not
what
I'm going to do, no.
No.
So.
No, so if you get the track down, if you get the basics down, then maybe you'll get a little, like you say, get a little groove going with it.
Yeah, and the great thing, because it's a mixer, and you've got 8-bit, you can get a little groove, so play and do it live, and get a little groove, and then just make variations of that groove as complex as you want, and almost record sections of each groove, and then you can just put them in where you like, because it's all... You know, there'll be ways of doing it quite sort of, but that's where machine is a little bit better, because machine, you do record in these blocks.
Yeah.
You pick them up and put them direct to the machine.
Yeah.
This is much more live, you see. It doesn't do it like that. It you can't just say, oh, I'll have that block. I suppose you could record the MIDI and I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't really recorded yet at all. I haven't recorded with it at all. So, just need to start. It's amazing. I mean, I came across the sample library as well. So they've got all the sounds, and then there's the samples, and that's amazing. They've got some beautiful, really nice snares, and you know, and you can add your own samples. You know, I haven't even gone there yet. I could make my own kit out of anything, you know, chords and stuff, and get some really interesting, because the way you can manipulate the sounds is incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased. It'll be good. It's just, gotta get trying it. So what are you working on? Are you got any specific thing you're working on today?
I just want to, I got two things. I've been dreaming about this Synth Master One. So I've been watching endless videos. So I'd like to have a little play with that. But I've also pretty much...
What is it? Sorry, Dan?
Just Synth Master. Yeah. Just it's just a basic, straightforward synth, but I want to get back to basics on the synth side.
Right.
I think I pretty much finished my Adele cover. I want to send that off and get that mastered. I think I heard somebody saying that they would do masters for $20,
right?
Plus advice on your mix at the same time,
right?
Yeah. So, and it came from my very highly regarded producer podcaster guy. So I'm pretty. Yeah, I'd like to send it anyway. See what they make of it.
That'd be interesting.
I've always wanted to, you know. I think it's the best sounding thing I've ever done, but you know, that's just me, isn't it?
So are you singing it?
Yeah.
What song is it?
When We Were Young, you know that song?
I probably would if I just don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd know it if you. Well, don't know whether you'd recognise it with my version, but
right.
It's a cracking song. So I'll send you a copy of it as soon as I've got, before I've mastered it. Then I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'll do is I will get it fixed up, yeah, and then send it off and get it mastered. Then I'll send you two versions and you can see whether you can tell the difference.
Yeah. Oh, I should be able to, yeah.
Whether one's $20 better than the other or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm doing that, and then really I've got to pull my finger out and get started on some of the originals. You know, I've got enough to get started. So that'll be great. Yeah, crack on. Yeah, and I got this as well. I've had this for years. I don't know if you've ever, you know, these things.
No,
You know, it's a control surface.
Oh, okay.
And it's amazing. But I think you're the same. I put it there, and I then go in and mix all evening, and I realise I haven't touched that. You know, I've just done every single thing, because using the mouse and everything, it's just so easy, isn't it?
You don't. Yeah.
I don't really notice. That's not where I spend my time. I don't sort of, you know, you don't waste a lot of time on fiddling around with automation or adjusting levels with the mouse, do you? It's not a big time suck. So, but anyway,
I think that I would like a desk with just a desk to do mixing, because what I find hard is all the various EQs, you know. So if you just had a desk, so the EQs are just, that was your EQ, you know, so you're not having to think, well, what should I use? Because you've got so many tubes on, you end up bunging.
Yeah.
For a guitar, use that one for a vocal. Yeah. This one's particularly good for hi-hats. This one's and you just say, God, it used to just be mid. You know, treble, mid, and bass, and that was it, and a sweep, you know.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then
Last plugin I bought. I must have told you, I bought an EQ plugin, and that's all it was. It was just a, you know, a low, medium, and high.
That's what you want.
EQ. Just to I love my EQ, but you're absolutely right. You end up with seven different EQs.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is just turn the top down a bit.
Yeah. And then you just end up with everyone's counteracting the other one. That's a total mess. You disable them all and think, that sounds good now.
That's fine.
Oh,
dear. Right. I'm going to crack on. Give it a go.
Yeah. Do that. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just a bit tired. Hopefully I don't know.
Look after yourself, Phil.
Oh, I'll try and send you something. I'm trying tomorrow. I've got to do something in the morning. and then I'm going to try, and then I'm just going to go and do music. I'm going to switch the phone off.
Yeah.
And just do music.
Yeah, nice one.
So I'll send you anything I make.
Send me at the end of the day. Tell me what you did, what you got up to. And I'll tell you tonight if I actually got anything done as well. That will help me focus.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Nice. See you soon, Phil. Bye.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Take care.
See ya.